Blackstone Audio presents Agatha's First Case by M.C. Beaton. This book is read by Alison Larkin. Chapter 1. Agatha Raisin had made it to Mayfair. She was 26 years old and for the past 6 months had been working as secretary to Jill Butterfrick, head of Butterfrick Personal Relations. The offices were in South Audley Street. The pay was not very good and the hours were long. But ambitious Agatha wanted to put clear water between herself and her unfortunate past, fleeing the Birmingham slum where she had been brought up, escaping her drunken parents, and walking out on a disastrous marriage to Jimmy Raisin. She sometimes felt she should divorce Jimmy, but kept putting it off, until she assumed that, like her parents, he had probably died of drink. Agatha could only afford a one-room flat in Acton, but she carefully bought designer clothes in thrift shops and tried to elocute as much of her Birmingham accent out of her voice as she possibly could. Apart from her eyes, which were small and bear-like, she presented an otherwise attractive appearance. She was slim with very long legs and shiny brown hair worn in a page boy. Jill was a bully and often kept Agatha late when there was no reason for it. Agatha quickly gathered that practically all the clients were friends of Daddy and guessed that the inefficient Jill would otherwise probably have no clients at all. The public relations offices consisted of three languid debs who seemed to do very little.